This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we spend time this week reflecting on truths about Jesus Christ, keep in mind the impact statement in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Jesus often referred to himself in John's Gospel with the words, "I am." He declared, "I am the light of the world," in John 8:12, and went on to say, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." It's interesting to note that in John 1:4, 5, and 9, Jesus is identified as follows: "In him was life, and that life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood or overcome it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." In some unique way, Jesus gives a measure of light to every person born into the world. This light is not sufficient to save a person, but it is able to give guidance. If a person follows the light they have, I believe Jesus will give them more light. If they follow this greater light, they will receive more light, until finally they are confronted with the light of the world, Jesus Christ. If they trust in and follow him, they will have the light of life. To illustrate this, consider Cornelius, a pagan Roman soldier assigned to Palestine. He had worshipped Caesar. Now confronted with the religion of the Jews, he was impressed and followed their religious pattern. God noticed his search for truth and sent him an angel to tell him to send for Peter. When he did, and Peter came to his house, he heard about Jesus and trusted in him as his Savior. Read about and reflect on his experience in Acts chapter 10.